From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The search for missing campers at a recreation area in southwest Arkansas has been suspended until morning. People were swept away by floodwaters that slammed into the campground early Friday. 18 people are confirmed dead. Arkansas Senator Blanche Lincoln was asked if the search has shifted into more of a recovery effort now.
You know, I don't want to go there yet because we still are very hopeful that we will find people, or that we will find people have left the area already and just haven't notified us, that they're out and safe.
Nearly two dozen people are still missing. NPR's Wade Goodwin is at the flood site and reports on one badly injured survivor.
One teenage girl came in and she had lost her glasses, so she couldn't see anything at all. And the whole front side of her body was completely flayed off the skin because she'd been holding on to a tree all night long, with her arms and legs wrapped around it, with the water buffeting her from the back. And in kind of a poignant moment, she told the rescuer, "Oh, I'm messing up your shower with the bark that was still coming out of her hair and the blood off of her body." She said, "Don't worry, sweetheart. I'll clean that shower up."
NPR's Wade Goodwin in southwestern Arkansas. The Coast Guard is demanding BP figure out a way to contain the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico by the end of the weekend. The Coast Guard sent a stern letter to the British firm's chief operating officer, Doug Suttles, saying the company needs to speed up operations and present a better plan to stop the gusher by the time President Obama arrives on Monday for his fourth visit to the area. Suttles assured employees in Louisiana Saturday they are capturing far more oil.
We're approaching 500,000 barrels of oily water mix. I don't know that number's ever been recovered like that. And I should say the total oil recovered in the containment systems is now over 125,000 barrels.
Meantime, President Obama and Britain's new prime minister have held their first substantive conversation. Speaking by phone, they covered several pressing issues. But as NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, the BP spill was one of the president's top concerns.
The White House said the two discussed their shared mission in Afghanistan and the need to back up the UN's recent imposition of tougher sanctions on Iran. But the exchange also comes as relations are running high over British oil giant BP's problems in the Gulf. President Obama has been sharpening his critique of BP and its response to the disaster. Under public pressure to defend the company, Mr. Cameron has said BP is important to the economy in both the U.S. and Britain. The president and prime minister will meet face-to-face at the G20 meetings on economic issues scheduled for later this month. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
From Washington, you're listening to NPR News. Ethnic violence has broken out across southern Kyrgyzstan. At least 80 people have been killed and more than 1,000 wounded. Thousands of Uzbeks have fled their homes in Osh, the second largest city in Kyrgyzstan. The interior minister says entire streets are on fire. Gunfire could be heard Sunday across the neighboring city of Jalalabad. The violence is the worst the Central Asian country has seen since the president was ousted in a violent revolt in April. The father of the 16-year-old California teenager rescued from her damaged sailboat Saturday says he doesn't regret letting her try to sail around the world. NPR's Allison Keyes reports the girl describes her 3 days adrift as crazy while heading back home.
French fishermen pulled Abigail Sunderland from her damaged yacht amid turbulent waves in the southern Indian Ocean. French authorities call it a delicate operation in which the fishing boat's captain fell into the ocean during the rescue. Sunderland's father, Lawrence, says he's thankful his daughter was saved after her boat's mast collapsed and she battled waves 30 feet high.
We're just ecstatic that she's alive and well and has survived the ordeal that she has encountered.
Abigail Sunderland's boat was about 2,000 nautical miles from the western coast of Australia when she was saved. She'd been trying to become the youngest person to sail around the world alone, nonstop, a title her brother held briefly last year. The trip sparked a debate over the wisdom of teen sailors attempting such a journey. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
The U.S. soccer team opened its World Cup schedule in South Africa with a 1-1 draw against England. Clint Dempsey scored the game-tying goal in the 40th minute when goalkeeper Robert Green fumbled Dempsey's 25-yard shot. England scored in the 4th minute. The U.S. plays against Slovenia on Friday. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.